Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is truly mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. This last few weeks I've been talking about trust. The power of trust, leadership choices. As we trust God, we learn Him. And remember, trust is related to the past. Trust is reliance. We rely on the Lord. We, again and again, we rely on the Lord. And from time to time, the Lord is going to give you things you've never been introduced to before. Instructions that you've not seen anybody else do before. Even revelation that you've never heard before. And it'll come to you. All throughout the Old Testament days, the prophets of old, they all had this in common. The word of the Lord would come to them saying. And they would have something they had to prophesy. They would receive this information and relay it to other people. Now, when this happens for us, it's a tremendous blessing. When this happens for us, God is he's putting you in a position to be a super blessing. Now, a man that has love in his heart can be a blessing to people. But when you have a sanction from the Lord, the knowledge of God, when God alerts you to something you've not seen before, you wouldn't have known it any other way, you have to pioneer now. Every child of God will have his turn to be some form of pioneer. Now, you're not going to come up with an undocumented revelation. When the Lord shows you something, you'll find it in the pages. You just never seen it. And it took the Holy Spirit to give you this for the right time. There are some things, you know, like that God told Daniel and also John to seal it up to the time of the end. Charles Capps taught that there was time release revelation. I don't care who you are, you will not be able to unlock it till the Holy Spirit unlocks it. When the Lord says seal it, it's sealed. It's fun to try to figure it out. I do that. But I don't preach what I try to figure out unless the Lord give me something point blank. What he reveals to me, then I'll ministry. But I still try to figure things out. It's just, that's in my pastime. I don't preach it because I preach what God sanctions. That way I stay safe. I'm not perfect, but the Holy Spirit is. If I follow Him, I can do a perfect work. And that's what God requires. We can, if we follow the Holy Spirit, we're in the strategy of the Lord. And we can make a huge difference. We can be successful in Him. We can be the blessing we need to be. And this is good. You can follow God. You can follow through. You can learn His ways. You can speak His word. You can consider what you can do more than what you can't do. God didn't call you to do everything necessary. We all have a part to play. And when He gives us instructions, teachings to help us out, He's working through us. He's using out the authority He's given us to give to others. And we have to understand that if we're going to operate according to His perfect will, we have to keep Him first. We have to keep our eyes on Him. And that's the only way it's going to work right. You can't do it alone. And God didn't ask you to. Zacharias pointed out perfectly. Perfectly. It's not by power. It's not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And the problem with organized religion is they do things in formats. When they have a format, they have formats and guidelines that they adhere to. Now, I adhere to the word. Formats are good. I read the Baptist Creed, the Methodist Creed. They are good. They are scriptural. They are scriptural. But when you follow God, He's going to give you everything you need. He's going to take you beyond the creeds of man that men have adopted. The creeds are God, the Baptist creed and the Methodist creed, and I'm sure all of them, they have a foundation of men going to God through Jesus Christ. That will never change. You're building on that foundation. But if all people did was preach the foundation and they ignored the callings of the Holy Spirit, you know, organized religion said that there are no more apostles, and a lot of people won't receive the office of the apostle or the prophet. And I know apostles right now and prophets, they don't want the stigma. They don't want to look bad in men's eyes. And they are afraid, even terrified, to say what God called them to be. And if God called me to be something, that's what I am. And I'm not going to go through the rest of my life trying to hide a gift that God gave me. It's for a purpose. I didn't ask for it. I really don't deserve it, but he gave it to me. So now I want to do something with it. And I can't help everybody, because some people will reject, because people, you know, the enemy uses slander to point people in the wrong direction. Some people fall for it and allow it. Jesus said he'll whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. That suggests and means that you have to do something against traditional deception. If you allow it, it'll remain. And you'll forever be in the realm of that restriction. And you'll believe a curse, and you don't do anything about it, and it will aggravate your life to Jesus come back. Doesn't mean you'll be lost, but it means you've done things, you went against the protocols of God. Most of the apostles, they don't acknowledge themselves as an apostle, and they have the anointing. Then you got people that say they're apostles and they're not. But when you're truly called, you'll have the anointing, you'll have the revelation you need. And when the revelation's pouring in, and God is causing you to do so, you're going to have to trust him. And you can't afford to be like people who restrict God. You're going to have to pioneer and pay attention to the Lord and do what he say, and your calling and your election will be found to be certain and sure. That's reasonable service. It's not wrong. It's good. And if you handle things biblically, you will live biblically. And if you live biblically, you will enjoy life from a biblical standpoint. Now, since I've been following God, the Lord have helped me navigate around the foolishness. And he taught me things that other people have ignored. And he navigates me, and he showed me things. And there are things that I teach, and there are things he tell me not to teach. And the things he tell me not to teach, I just don't teach it. And I teach the people that we're here. God loves us all, and he cares about us. And there are no restrictions in him. The restrictions that men put on themselves, that was their choice. They made a choice. But as you follow God, you grow from glory to glory. And you're not bound by the rudiments and conditions of this world, the restrictions of men. But you live a better and greater life. Now, if you want to start trusting God, God has been dealing with you about things, and you really desire in your heart to trust him and obey him and follow through. If this is you, and you know that people have not trusted God, and they're not used to these kind of things, stop depending on people. That's one point. But more than that, fill your heart with his word. The more you fill your heart with God's word, the easier it is to follow him. I don't just listen to the word to learn. I don't just listen to the word to fortify my heart. I don't just hear the word continually so that I can, just for learning purposes, but I learn it. See, the word helps you receive also. When Job and his friends, in their dialogue, they wore each other out trying to prove a point that couldn't be proven. And they frustrated each other till they couldn't talk anymore. And then it was time for the Lord had to let them run out of gas, so to speak. He had to let them run out of steam because they were talking too much. And they didn't have anything to say. They were too discouraged to say anything else because all the word that was in their heart, they spent it on their dialogues. Then came a man named Eliphaz. And see, brother Eliphaz got everybody back on track. He spoke the true words of God, and that built them up, and it helped usher, it gave Job strength for his life. And when that happened for him, he had the strength to speak and hear. He could receive. He had the strength to ask questions. In dialogue with the Lord, said, gird up your loins like a man and talk. And he had the strength to do it. See, the Lord thinks of everything. He had a man to build them up and correct them and reprove them. And then he turned around and started speaking out of the whirlwind. Now, that's the principle I'm talking about. When you follow God, when you follow through, when you speak his word of life, it comes from the word in your heart. So the more word that you put in, then the easier it is. You're built up. You can hear now. You can relate to what God is saying. And the Lord will always use the scriptures to prove his points. Everything he say, you can detect. It is scripture. You just never heard it from people you have confidence in. And sometimes that's just the way it is. Because now you're the pioneer. You're used to being led by the other pioneers, the golden men of God, the wonderful men and women of God that you've learned to trust. But now it's down to you. And now God has given you a revelation, and you're going to have to trust it, and you're going to have to deliver it. And most of the things that God has to say are lost in the wilderness. Because men won't go any farther. They went to a certain point and stopped. They're not following God. They're not trusting him. And there's not been much teaching about trusting God. Trust is not faith. It's different. It's another side of faith. Trust becomes faith when you act on it. Just like believing. The word belief and the word believing, that means you've received the word that you heard in your good heart. Only a good heart will receive and keep the word of God. When you speak it, now it's faith. When they put blood on the doorposts and lintels, their belief became faith. Faith is always active. It's a state of being. When you act on faith, your faith is on. And the rules are, if you believe and doubt not in your heart, which means if you believe in your heart and doubt not in your heart, that's the condition for living faith. When you speak it, it's working. Your belief turned into action. When you act on it, your belief turned into action. Action is faith. Faith is always a verb. When you first believed on Jesus, you're in a state of faith. That's why you're righteous. Jesus did the legal side, and you received it and spoke it and applied it to your life. And it's still in application. You have to You have to side with the world to undo it, and that's not easy. When you act on your faith is owned. Your faith will be owned concerning Jesus Christ forever. When you turn the light switch on, your lights are on. They don't just go off unless something is mechanically wrong. But your faith is better than any light system. When you turn it on, it stays on. And then it grows. And you can do amazing things in faith. And sometimes people do go forward in the revelation. But the revelation that will come as you graduate, see, when you grow from glory to glory, you're graduating towards something. And those, everything that you graduate from is necessary to get to where you're going. God does not skip steps. You've taken all the steps and God is going somewhere with it. And eventually, it's just a matter of time. You're going to be the pioneer. You're going to introduce something that the predecessors have not introduced. The pioneers you trust. The generals of God. And then when you go back and look at the archives, they did touch on it. You can see it in fragments. But they didn't have the full revelation like you do. I listened to a man. He passed in 2000. He was a well-known preacher in the 60s and 70s. His name was S.M. Lockridge. And he would have been on the West Coast, see. So I didn't know about it until YouTube somebody put him on YouTube. And I was at the ICFM meeting and he did a sermon called That's My King. And I heard the whole sermon. And this was an amazing man of God. But when I listened to the whole sermon, the same revelation that's new to my age, he preached it back then. It sounded like some of my sermons, messages. God loves us. And you're going to have to trust him. You can trust him as you fill your heart with God's word. Fill your heart with his word. Speak with your mouth that I trust God. See, it's okay to say it. The challenge is always going to be, there are challenges against you trusting God, but you're going to have to say it with your mouth. I trust God. If you can say it, you can do it. Remember, you don't have to be well known to receive revelation. You don't have to be trusted by others to even receive the revelation, to receive revelation. You just have to be just receive it and then act on it. And eventually, the right people God is sending you to will hear you. Don't be convinced by the wrong people that don't see what you see, even if you look up to them. These are the dynamics of what it takes to follow God. Don't depend on people's approval. If it amazed you when you first got it, understand it's going to amaze other people too. It's something that they never heard, and they may not be able to receive it from you. But don't be offended. Don't take it personally. That's going to happen. That happens to all of us. Even the pioneers you trust. When Kenneth Hagin taught faith, he had a lot of rebuttal. When Charles Capp talked in confession, he got a lot of mail. People trying to correct him. Because they were used to using that tongue traditionally. And he taught them to use it by faith. And I heard his message and I look at him as a great man of God. Because I solved a lot of my problems by confessing the word of God towards the goals of God. I learned to grow. I said I hate temptation. I hate pride. And then it became real. So I never had a real problem with pride. But when I saw God hated it, I always said I hate it, because if it sneaks up on you and you get in pride, it can restrict what you're doing. Same thing with lust. Same thing with greed. I love people more than money. You can say it with your mouth and it'll be certain. Speak with your mouth. I love God. I don't fear man. I don't fear being rejected. I don't fear standing alone. I don't fear being broke. You can't be broke. God's not broke, so you can't be broke. Even if you don't have money right now to pay some bill. The truth of the matter is this. You're going to live forever, whether the bill get paid on time or not. And God will bring you to a point, you'll get the bill paid just like all the rest of them. You always win. Whatever you lose in this life, and sometimes you can lose some things, that's not the end of the story. Your life is more than what you own. Jesus pointed that out. A man's life is worth more than the things that he acquires. God is with you. Even when people walk out of your life, sometimes people divorce you, or they don't believe in you, or they always are in disagreement with you. That doesn't mean you're not successful. You have to learn to see yourself as God does. See, when you look at all the equations, when you look at all the factors, Satan is a factor, tares are a factor, unbelief is a factor in others. And if unbelief resides in you, you can do something about that. You can't always do something about what's in others. That takes longer. But when you say with your mouth the things of God, it applies to you. When you speak the word over your life is on the mend. And people don't always see it, but keep trusting God is working. The enemy is trying to use what's on the outside to discourage what's on the inside. Don't let him do it. Follow God perfectly. And you're going to remember, when you trust God, you always learn something you never would have learned in any other way. If you receive what God said and you trust it, that's good. But if you receive it partially and don't half act on it, you're not going to learn what's going to happen. But when you act on it, sometimes even things will look wrong. It'll look like it's not going to work at all. Some things will happen as a result of you obeying God. It won't always seem positive, but keep doing what God's told you to do, and you'll see why. Some things you're just going to have to do because God told you to do it. You can't always see things the way you want to. Here's an example. The Lord told me to do the radio broadcast. And because of the way I was treated with the words God gave me, I kind of knew that it may take time before people find it or help me do it. But I had decided, I said, I'm not going to wait on man to do anything. I'm going to follow God in this. And I had enough maturity by the time he gave me the radio broadcast to know that it's not going to always be easy or look like I want it to look. And so I started following God. After I did the radio broadcast, as I began it, I kept looking to him, and that's all I'm saying to do. That's all I'm saying to do. Continue to look at him. This is why. I got used to fighting back. I got used to Satan's tactics and how he operates. And he has a lot of place in people at times. And so, I didn't get any feedback from the radio. I didn't get any mail. There was no encouragement from man. But I started looking to him. I looked at what I did have. And that was a message. Every week God would give me a message for the radio station. As often as I did the recordings, he always gave me a message. And I knew by the message he was talking to somebody. And I encouraged myself in the Lord. Most of my friends, when they don't see me for a while, They say, you still doing the radio broadcast? That means that they're not listening to it. Because if they turn the radio on, they know I was doing the radio broadcast. But most of the people that I know personally do not listen to the radio broadcast. And I knew that that would happen. I just... When you follow God, you kind of know things. But I'm not doing it so that all my friends and family and church members and my church family will listen to it. I'm doing it because God said do it. That's why I do it. And it's working. I look at what the Lord is doing more than what the encouragement of others. And every now and then, somebody I know will say, man, I heard what you said. I got some faithful listeners. People I work with, they tell me about what I said. Because they listen to it every week. Everybody you know won't always listen or do or believe in what you're doing. But if you follow God, you're going to be fine. If you follow him, it's going to work. And that's what you do. There will always be things that the Lord will say do. As you grow and graduate in him, the word will come to you. Say, do this, do that, learn, and he'll show you things. You may wonder, why did he not say this years ago? But see, when he has something in mind for you to do, you've passed tests, you've grown and graduated, and now, my friend, you can do this. He's going to give you the necessary revelation. It goes far beyond the expectations of other people. It goes far beyond what people are used to. And then, before you know it, there will be people that can receive that revelation. And you make change. But people who are afraid to endeavor in things of God, they'll be last. Some people, they hold God back to the past. They'll only operate in the revelation of yesterday. But the Lord is preparing people for today and tomorrow. And you don't, when people don't go forward, don't take it personally. Don't get mad at them. This is a challenge for everybody. And there are times we fail for the same, very same reasons. But you have to understand, people will do what makes sense to them. Now, if they see enough light, they'll change. Or they'll know, hey, I was wrong about that. I didn't see that before. But now I see it. And sometimes the revelations that God gives, they can amaze you. I said, Lord, wow. And I learn and I grow from glory to glory, just like everybody else. I have to get used to some revelations. I have to get used to some of the things he has me to teach. And eventually, in 2009, when everything crashed, the stock market went down, a lady sent me $200, and I desperately needed it. And then after that, she started sending me $100 every month for years. If you keep following God, things will happen. It's going to be good, and you're going to love it. But if you restrict the Lord, if you stick to the things of old, if you don't give God a chance, if you don't trust him, you're not going to enjoy these benefits and blessings like you should and like you can. I do desire to grow from glory to glory. I will grow from glory to glory. And I will do all that's in his heart. That's my confession. That's what I'm going to do. That's the way I live. And the way you see things, well, you grow and you graduate, you learn. And that's just the wisdom of God. And the more you see and understand, the more that's revealed to you, you grow from glory to glory. It's beautiful. You're going to love it. And you learn, you'll start getting excited when the Lord brings things to your attention. I get more and more excited and less discouraged as I follow him. And I love the Lord my God and King. Be encouraged to do all that's in his heart. Because he loves us. He's for us. I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.